Okay, I'm gonna call the meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Water Wastewater Committee to order. Can I have the roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, at this part of the meeting, it's time for public comments. The public can speak to us on anything that is not on our agenda. Being this is a teleconference, I'm not sure if anyone on the public is out there. If you would like to make a comment, please identify yourself and start your comments, please.
Hi, this is Cara Johnston. I live at 1332 Discovery Bay Boulevard. And I'm not sure if this is on the agenda for this meeting or not, but I recently just traveled across the country and tested the water at every place that we stopped. And when I got home, I tested the water at home just a few weeks ago and was shocked to find out that it was the worst water quality of anywhere in the country we had just visited. And so I just wanted to start listening in on these meetings and see what's being done to address our water quality and our drinking water.
Okay, thank you for the comments. My suggestion would be to contact our office, and we have, I'm not sure if you received a report, but we put out a water quality report once a year, mandated by the state, and we could probably answer some questions that there may be something causing that water to be not in the quality that you feel it should be, not from what we're delivering to you, but possibility of maybe, you know, on-site conditions. So that's what I would suggest, is give our office a call, and they can set up and answer some questions for you and help you alleviate that. Is there any other public comments? Hearing none, I'm going to close public comments and move on to the draft minutes of our October 7th meeting. Do I hear any revisions and or motion to approve?
I'll make a motion we approve them as shown.
I'll second that. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Vice Chair Mayor?
Aye.
Chair Pease?
Aye. Draft minutes are approved. And we don't have any presentations, but we do have some discussion items. I'll turn that over to staff.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to combine items 1 and 2 under the discussion items. Staff is recommending cancellation of the December 2nd Water and Wastewater Committee meeting. That meeting immediately follows the Thanksgiving holiday, where staff and the offices are closed Thursday and Friday. Typically, committee meeting would normally fall on the following Wednesday. With staff being off, that's when the agendas would be posted. That's when the agendas would be prepared. So there's really no time to do that. So staff is recommending that committee meeting be closed. Same with occurrence with the next item, which is the January 6th Water and Wastewater Committee meeting. That is a Wednesday that immediately follows the holiday closure of staff, which is out from the 23rd of December through January 3rd, and there would be no availability for putting the agendas together or for posting it 72 hours before. So we recommend that both those meetings be canceled.
Okay. Well, that'll be brought to the board for a final vote on that, correct?
Not for the committee meeting. This is regarding the committee.
Okay, so
you run the committee meetings, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Being that this is possibly our last committee meeting, Waste Water, we'll ask that there's a motion to approve this recommendation.
I will make a motion that we approve items E1 and E2 as stated by staff.
And I will second that. Roll call vote, please.
Vice Chair Mayor?
Aye.
Chair Pease?
Aye. Okay, those meetings will be canceled. That will move on to E3, discussion of denitrification and the diffuser.
We'll bring the water wastewater manager up here in Goldsworthy. Give you an update.
Jerry and his staff will be always going through that, looking at it. Sometime in November, we'll go probably design, so we are on time on that. And then that should be the next 3 to 4 months for design, roughly. Outfall abuser project, we are currently still in the permitting and coordination. That's going to be probably tied up until December. We probably won't have any other updates until then. 50% design is probably going to take place in January, so that's the next issues there. It is currently still on time and on budget, seeing how we're going to pay for permits. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for that update.
Yeah.
Is it possible that I give a real quick water and wastewater update?
Yes.
So right now on the Marlin Marina project, we currently have that hole dug back up. This Friday, we are going to be sending, we're going to be sucking all the water out of that pipeline, getting it completely dewatered. We're going to be sending in a camera unit and taking a video recording of the entire pipeline, getting the condition of it. That will wrap up. We should have it back buried Friday. We did receive, on the wastewater side, we did receive a letter from the state back in June. We had a violation of total call form. We received that letter from the state within the last couple of days. Jerry's working on that. We'll have some info on that the next meeting, 2 weeks, probably for the board meeting on what happened there. He is currently disputing with the state, put it that way. Just Tuesday, we had an update with the water engineer about the urban water management plan. We'll be getting back to you with dates and stuff like that on the update there. Coming to you pretty quickly.
Okay.
On that dispute, do you feel like we have ground to win?
With the state, not really, but we believe so because we're thinking it was an issue with the way that the lab grabbed the sample. So we're disputing that, but we'll see what they say.
And this is a one-time anomaly?
Yes. And that's what we're arguing in.
Good. Thanks.
Perfect. Is that it? Anything else?
No, I think you got it all.
Perfect.
With that, we'll move on to future agenda items. I have an item, and I'd like to ask Jerry to come up. And we had an opportunity to do a tour of the wastewater facility, and it was brought to our attention that our final waste product, the dried product, at the current state, cannot be used or reused or composted or whatever for fertilizer or any of that because of the too much nitrogen. I forgot the name of the quality of the product when it's filtered a little bit better than what we have.
It's just a Class A.
Class A.
Right now we do have a Class A. As I spoke with Gregory, we do have a Class A. It's just unfortunately there's another nitrate. So I think I'm going to continue the conversation with Gregory in regards if the denitrification is going to make it as, that's part of the process, part of the process getting phosphate and nitrates out of the system, and that probably will qualify as a land application. I will have to get with the state and see if we can go into the process of a land application, which will require a set of samples. We have to make sure all the pathogens are, you know, there are no pathogens in order for us to be able to put it on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And is there value to that? If we're able to get the Class A product without the nitrogens, et cetera, in it at a lower level, is there value to that?
Right now, I think that I'm going to start from the beginning. I'm going to be disposing that into the landfill. I will take notes, numbers, quantity, money, and how much money are we paying for the disposal. One way or another, we have to pay for the disposal because we are the generators. But later on in the future, we have to calculate it. It's just about calculations and see how much money we can get out of it. There will be some money that we may be able to get out of it.
Right. But what I'd like to ask for future agenda items is that this committee kind of be kept informed of your process, you know, maybe quarterly or something like that, just a small little update. Especially as we're heading into the design phase for denitrification, if there's something that we have to design a little differently in order to meet those requirements, those discussions should be going on with the engineer, as you indicated you were going to try and continue.
Okay, I will do that, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, with that, we will sadly bring the Water Wastewater Committee closed. Adjourned.